The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
And dong ding dongy doo. Who's that? It's a donkey. And he lives in my shoe. That was I was reading a children's book called The Donkey That Lives in My Shoe. Rubbish. But I'm not a child, so it's not aimed at me. I'm sure children would love it. So a donkey that lives in a kid's shoe and eventually eats his feet and shits them out as Mexicans. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. You would. He fucking does it every time. You know what I mean? You know, you have fucking guests on and you introduce them. Fucking, it's like a little kid, isn't it? You can't wait to fucking, I'm here. It's because he's 60 now. He's going to be fucking dead soon. Hey, 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 right. Love a bloody party.
My soul's
then.
Already
happy,
dead.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Plan to celebrate by being insulted to the grave, like.
Good. Good fucking plan.
Yeah.
It's likely to come true.
Thank you.
If you're going to make a plan of something that is definitely going to happen, and then you look like the best fucking planner ever. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking Simon. You fucking plan to be really unpopular. Oh, yeah. Anyway, that was Simon Donald. He's done stuff, and, you know, he looks a bit like a dog who turned into a human, and then back into a dog and has done it a few times, and now people are unsure which one he is. And of course Lawrence Stone, who has sits on a toilet sometimes. I mean, no, fuck off.
Yeah, that's
I hope
right.
I'm not giving too much away there, Lauren.
The rumours are true.
Lauren does sit on a toilet on occasion. People are people. People are people. 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 Peoply people.
Do you know what, Lauren?
People. People.
I never
people,
knew.
Eh?
I never
now,
knew.
Now, come on, Simon. People.
I never knew that we would have had so much in common.
People.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People.
I'm touched by that.
Everyone sits on the toilet. Not me. I hover above it. Not
even
literally.
Your own.
Not
even,
literally
even
hover
your own
above
toilet.
It. I you know, perch above it, I suppose. I put my feet on the seat. So then your bum hole opens up wider, and then because I've got loads of piles and all that, so you need a really open bum hole. And sometimes
you can get a special,
if I really want, I get like some gaffer tape,
special
and I put a bit of gaffer tape on each cheek, and then really fucking open them up. And
folks,
have to be careful, look, or sometimes a cat jumps up there because it likes a dark place to hide in. Anyway, enough about me. What? How do you own towels?
Yeah.
Just on a kind of bit of a bathroom. Do you want to talk us maybe through your bathroom, like the design or what, like shower, bath, toilet, like what kind of, how does it fit together?
We've got a nice bath at ours, and a shower, and a sink.
Is it a bath shower combo, may I ask?
We've got a separate bath. It's like a big, it's one of those like, it's got, what are they, a clawfoot bath?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Ooh. Right, away from the wall, not even attached to that, right?
Yeah,
very.
Is it cast iron or is it placa?
I think it's cast iron. I think it's like
potentially someone could have a bath while someone else was having a shower.
Yeah.
So you could have a bath shower race if you wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My money's on the shower.
What, as in the shower's going to be faster than having a bath?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably is, isn't it?
Probably, but you never know. Tortoise and the hare, innit?
Did you know that the shower bath ratio for water isn't what it used to be?
Bath uses more.
With power, but it's not, the percentage ratio is greatly used to be greatly different, but it's not now because of power showers. They push out so much water that you're getting close to having the same amount of water as you do in a bath.
Depends how deep your bath is.
That's true.
I used to do the really shallow bath, which is like punishment. So you can only fit half your body in it lying down, so you have to keep spinning over to rinse yourself.
Yeah, I've can't really read a book when you're doing that.
I've never done that, soaking in the bathhouse. I've never been at that.
No, soaking in your own filth. I don't like that.
I was talking to my mate about baths, and she said, "What do you do? Like, once you're in there, what's happening?"
Yeah, and there's this whole myth about put candles around and read a fucking book. Read a book if you want your book to get really damp and all hardly fucking all the pages stick together and all that. It's just shite. And you get like, you read about two pages and then you're like, well, this water's piss cold and I'm fucking, you know, I'm leaning on a bath. It doesn't have any fucking cushions or anything on it. So effectively, I'm just pressing me bones up against a hard plastic surface. And people pretend that this is somehow fucking relaxing.
I'm with Seymour.
Not in the bath.
I'm a shower.
Steady, not by the microphone.
I'm a shower kind of guy. Although I do...
Shallow, did you say?
Shower. Oh, right. Shower kind of guy. But I do like a bath sometimes for the warmth for your muscles and that. You know, if you've been doing sports.
Fuck that.
Do you do sports?
No.
The only thing a bath's good for is washing stuff in, like brooms and that.
I've taken to doing walking football, which is why I've been having baths lately. But walking football is quite a thing. Because we used to play football together. You might like to try walking football.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'd just be too good.
Not to brag.
It's proper,
well, it's not, is it? It's
you're
not,
really
it's
good at walking.
Good. Yeah. I am pretty fucking good at walking, yeah. So. Why don't you try running football? I think that seems to be more exciting.
Because I'm 60.
Right, well, there you go. That's your fault, isn't it?
Listen, I was happy playing running football until the 22-year-olds started turning up. And you cannot even run fast enough to trip.
Well, a 2-year-old shouldn't be playing football, never mind fucking 20
of
the cunts.
Hey!
Unless, obviously, it's toddler football.
Mm.
Where you kick a toddler around for 90 minutes.
This is true. Yeah. I was at a party at Summerhill Bowling Club, mm-hmm. and I was playing football with Hal Branson's daughter, who was 6 at the time. And I did my medial cruciate ligament playing football with a 6-year-old girl.
I would have believed that, even if you hadn't said that this is true at the start. I was expecting some weird fucking X-Files type tale. That you'd had to fucking caveat with, this is true at the start. This is true on a night in September and a ghost lady went, this is true, I was playing football and I'm an old cunt and I fucking pulled a muscle because I'm shit. Really. Let's get Mulder and Scully. saying a cod Welsh accent there. For any Welsh people in, I hope you're offended. You know, that was a song. Do you remember that song?
Bye.
Do you remember the name of the band?
Catatonia.
Oh, your voice has gone very deep.
Oh, it's sorry, I was coughing. I didn't realise you were looking at Lauren. I did say her name as well to give you a hint. Sorry.
Things are getting bad. I'm starting to worry. This could be a case for Mulder and Scully.
Road rage.
Really, such a really, you know, poetic language, isn't it? It's like. Like a sing songy.
Hello, thank you for listening to this Feltnout podcast. For more information and extra episodes, you can head over to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/feltnout. It's the only co-op and non-profit run by comedians. You can get this podcast earlier than everybody else. You can get exclusive content. And there's lots of extra podcasts included in our patreon.com. There's full stand-up shows, there's gig tickets, prize draws, surprises, and lots more. We've raised over £25,000 for charity. So go ahead and join patreon.com/feltnout.
Who was that black guy who went and knocked about with the Welsh miners?
Famous singer. Robeson.
Paul Robeson. Do you remember Paul Robeson? That's my favourite stories of solidarity is Paul Robeson, famously Old Man River and things like that. Obviously, when he was around, wasn't that long after slavery had been, you know, massive in America, came over in solidarity with the Welsh miners and did free fucking concerts for them to raise. And he was a fucking massive star as well, Paul Robeson, at the time. And there's some of my favourite photos. You see him like knocking about, chumming about with these Welsh miners, all just out the pit with their fucking helmets on and the lights, and Paul Robeson sitting in the middle, smiling like a good one.
He came to Durham Caulfield as well.
And his voice is fucking brilliant, like deep. So, you know. He could have played Darth Vader if it had been filmed at the time. That's always my, you know, measure of deepness. Could this person have played Darth Vader? He were. I can't. Obviously, I don't have a voice as deep as his, so I can't. There's no way I could. Unless you slow this bit down, Lee. It seems quite slow anyway. Right, let's move on. Let's get back to the comic. Has this been. Yeah, bloody hell. 10 minutes already. We haven't even mentioned.
Comic.
The DC Who's Who Definitive Dictionary of DC Universe Volume 1. It's 26 of these. Anyway,
and we're going to talk about them all today.
Each character individually. So let's move on. Exciting today, we've got our first superhero group. Who are the All-Star Squadron. All-Star Squadron. They're not a band, Simon. They're a group. Groups don't have instruments, bands do. Take that, or a group.
I've never heard that distinction before. The Archies, but I guess, yeah, band. you couldn't yeah. call take that a yeah. band, could you? Because they don't.
No.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you could, but you'd be wrong. So you probably would call them a band.
You should be banned. Yeah. See what I've done.
So the All-Star Squadron was a load of cunts in World War II, got to get in World War II to fuck the,
is that what it
fuck
says?
The opposition. It does. And obviously Western bias, so but there's fucking loads of them. I'll just run through the register. Quickly run through the register. Commander Steel, Liberty Bell,
all right.
Robot Man. Amazing Man. All right, mate. Fucking hell. Firebrand. Tarantula. Johnny Quick.
Johnny Quick!
What do you do, mate? You don't want to know. Hawkman. Green Lantern.
Oh, that's the original Green Lantern, isn't it? With the red top.
Aye. Our Man. Like the time, not like our. Like,
you meant like our
Man. Plastic Man. Dr. Fate, The Guardian, Hawk Girl, Shining Knight, and Atom.
Sorry, The Guardian.
The Guardian, yeah, the paper. The news. The Guardian newspaper was part of this superhero squad. A roll of Guardian with legs and arms. It was bitten by a radioactive printing press and became sentient. And its power was that it could fucking bore you to death
Scott good recipes though.
A rolled up newspaper.
It was a bit too up itself and pontificatory for people.
A rolled up newspaper was a self defence weapon called a Sheffield hammer. That's true. That's probably the Guardian probably rolled himself up. And then Amazing Man got a hold of him and used him as a Sheffield hammer.
Amazing Man is actually being brought into the films that they're making currently, the MCU films. Amazing Man is going to be in one of the next Avengers type films.
Who's
going to
play him?
I don't know. Brian Blessed, I think. I think it's between Brian Blessed and Richard Ayoade. And I'm really not sure which way to go with the whole character.
My money's on Ayoade.
Yeah, well, isn't it always?
They're not throwing a curveball. and have
what like Brian Blessed Joe is fucking not curveball enough.
No, I was going to say Joe Brand. You know, like change the gender.
You can't do that, God saying that's sacrilege.
Gender swap amazing, bloody man. Hell. Can you?
There he is, amazing man. Amazing man.
What is he's got what's a green, clobber?
Green top on with a big A on
God,
the front.
Is that his amazing outfit? Man.
That, and is, that is his outfit. Aye.
He appears to be. When's he from? He said it doesn't date them, does it?
No, the All-Star Squadron, they're like golden age, because, so it'll be like 40s, 50s,
yeah,
that kind
but,
of
Amazing Man is clearly like an African-American, isn't he, by the look of the drawing? But I thought...
He's clearly, I don't know if the drawing tells you where he's
that
from.
That must surely be very, very early, because I thought like, what was he called? Luke Cage, Power Man, was the first black superhero, but I might be wrong.
Did you?
About
yeah,
that.
You are wrong about that. Yeah.
Oh. How effort, isn't it? Then?
When was Luke Cage? He didn't come out in the 1970s, was he?
1970 or something.
Fucking hell, there was loads of black superheroes before then.
Was there?
Black Panther.
That T'Challa.
Yeah, T'Challa is not the superhero.
Right?
T'Challa is his alter ego. Mm. It's like saying Clark Kent.
But he came out after Luke Cage.
No, Black Panther's been out for longer. Anyway, we'll get to that. No, we won't cause Black. They're Marvel.
I'm gonna fuck.
And this
Google
is DC.
This, like.
This is DC. You're probably thinking of Marvel, mate. Yeah, Google it. Yeah, good idea. Atom's interesting because he's just got like there's Atom there.
Oh, yeah.
And other people wear that conventional kind of masking, but he's just like he's pulled a bin liner over
his
head.
It really does just look like he's got a bin bag on his head.
Poked a couple of holes in it.
That is the hero I want to see in films.
Yeah, Atom, yeah. And then you can go, let's get Atom.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like at them. Let's get at them.
Oh, I get you.
Let's get
Atom. Yeah.
Yeah. I quite like Tarantula. He's all beige and that, which is quite, you know, refreshing for a superhero costume. Like, it's shitty brown and chocolate brown mixed together.
Yeah.
Shitty chocolate. They're superheroes. There's so many of them. There's loads of fucking issues going on in there. And they've probably all slept with each other and all that. And it doesn't bear thinking about. And he's got his own page there. Amazing man. He's so amazing. He has his own page. And the the fucking All-Star Squadron headquarters has got its own page as well.
Oh,
can,
cool.
Can you describe the headquarters where the All-Star Squadron hang out there?
Oh, it's like a big sphere. I guess it's like you're looking at a cross-section of a big sphere, mm-hmm. and it's got some stuff in it. It's got loads of stairs, some little, a bit, like a little sofa and stuff where they can hang out. Oh, they've got a guest room. That's nice.
Yeah.
And then some film projectors and kitchen and dining area.
Yeah, all
pretty good.
Essential superhero stuff.
Have they got a toilet?
There's no mention of a toilet. They've got a helicline.
A what?
A helicline.
Is that like a staircase that goes in a spiral that doesn't have stairs on it?
It just looks like a ramp.
Down. Yeah, it's like a ramp for going down on.
An artificial lake.
An
underground exit.
What's an artificial lake? Does that mean it is or isn't a lake? Do they mean a man-made lake?
It's not a lake, is it? Because it's artificial, so it's a lake, but it's
not. But surely
it's
still a lake.
It's a lake, but
it's
not
like
real.
It's like a pond.
It's not made of lake. It's made of like paper.
Oh.
So it's not water.
But the thing that concerns me is they've got no toilets. Are they all just weeing in their...
They must go in the artificial lake.
They've got a gymnasium. They'll probably just do it in the gymnasium.
Well, the artificial lake...
Because it
probably
stinks
like
in there
pool
anyway.
A pool of piss, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe superheroes don't wee. Well, I'm skin tight. Be really inconvenient. To take it all off, wouldn't you? Unless you have a fucking zip down the front. So you probably get an operation to not wee anymore. Like when cats get spayed. We'd probably do that as superheroes.
Hey, Amazing Man's got his own page now.
I told you that, 5 minutes ago.
Do you think that Ali... What is her name? Ali Catabra?
Ali Catabra.
Sexy cat woman. Do you think that she is like spayed, or do you think that she's just like super frisky all the time?
She didn't look spayed in the picture, did she?
She looked...
She looked pretty like...
She looked horny as hell.
I would imagine that... one of her things is to try and prevent cats being spayed.
Yeah. Stop it!
That's probably why she turned to the superhero game in the first place. She went, fucking hell, I'm not having this.
Cats Protection
Did
League.
You, Cats Protection League, yeah.
Do you know what Professor Moulton...
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Moulton Marston of Harvard pointed out about all... this was in the 1940s. All characters in comics who were female, who had any level... displayed any level of sexuality...
were cats.
...and intelligence... No, they were all evil. And it was the same in all forms of popular culture at the time, fiction and so on. All women who had any displayed any sexuality and intelligence as a combination were all evil.
Well, they got that spot on. No, I mean, come on. I'm the first one to correct the mistakes of the past. You know what I mean? I hold my hands up. But they were
that's
fucking
absolutely
bang on.
Spot on.
Bang on.
Spot on.
Can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that.
No.
It would be evil to even try.
He had two wives, though, so who was he to fucking... You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't believe in the concept of marriage anyway. So you have as many fucking wives as he likes. Idiot.
Well, he was only officially married to one of them.
So he didn't have two wives?
Well, okay. Well, I mean, you know, I was... According to your system, he did.
You said he had two legs?
According to your system, he did.
What system? What's my
system? Your
system
was that you can have as many wives as you want.
Yeah, but you still have to go through the marriage process to get them, but you can fucking have as many as you want.
Confused now.
Well, there you go. You're a pensioner. do you know what I mean? It's all right. We'll bring you a team biscuits in a minute. Tony, it's all right, Tony. Yeah, you know where you are. You're with friends here.
When's the bus coming?
Amazo. It's a good name, isn't it? He's not a good guy. He doesn't even have a job.
Unemployed.
Alter ego, non-occupation, non-marital status, inapplicable, known relatives, inapplicable, group affiliation, non. So basically, you know, fuck all about them. So why is he even in here?
He's just
somebody must know something about him.
He probably wanted to call himself Amazing Man, but it was already taken.
He wears a red skull cap. That's the only bit of information.
Is he Jewish?
He's
wearing a skull cap.
It's pointed at the front, so
Well, that would be novel, though, wouldn't it? A Jewish superhero, I guess.
Well, he's not a hero, he's a villain, this guy. He's a villain.
Oh, he's a villain. The guys who created Superman were Jewish, weren't they? Schuster and...
Funny enough, it's Purim over this weekend, which is... I don't know what you spell, Happy Purim, whatever, if you're listening, but I live in... over near Saltwell Park, which is heavily populated... Jewish neighborhood.
Orthodox Jewish Purim's
I was wondering what was going on. There's all like decorations in the streets and a bit like Halloween, people walking around in costumes and all that. And I was like, fuck me, what's these people like a party? You know, it turns out it is an actual celebration. They weren't just going, fuck it, let's Purim.
So they're like scary costumes.
Well,
like
any fucking costume, you know, Halloween, you know, like Halloween, it probably turned initially. There was probably a certain tradition you were supposed to follow into, like in Halloween, it would be some kind of horror type tradition. Mm-hmm. Whereas these days, you just fucking dress as a lollipop and people think it's fucking all right. Fuck off. If you come to my door, if you don't scare me, you're getting fuck all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to be deeply frightened.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Buzz Lightyear, fuck off.
Yeah, turn up with a chainsaw next year and a mask.
Buzz Lightyear with his fucking guts spilling out the front of him. Get to take your pick.
Yeah,
bang. Have a sweet.
Have a Mars bar.
Have a banana. Have a ganaza. That's what I was here when I hear have a banana. Even though it's not abaganaza, like in Aladdin, it's abanaza. But I just hear abaganaza when I hear have a banana. Anyway, new lamps for old. Just send your old lamps in. Amazo, he's gone up against loads of cunts. obsessed
it's amazing
with
that
achieving
they wrote
mortality.
It like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Justice League of America, he's a lot of, you can empathise with a lot of these villains because you imagine the Justice League of America, the egos in that Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, you're like, fucking hell. And this, so there he is. Look, he's, I think, looking at him, you can describe him if you want to. I would imagine that he steals other people's powers because he's got like Wonder Woman's lariat, right, and he's got like a Green Lantern ring on.
He's got his motif is, it's a novelty, this. I don't think I've seen this before. He's got like a wide belt, and his A, it's not a belt buckle as such, as far as I can tell, but it's a big A on his belt.
And what letter is it?
A, right, for Amazo. And he doesn't have a shirt on, but he's got sort of, I guess, like sort of sweatbands on his wrists, but they're the length of gauntlets. So he's effectively got like big long gloves that haven't got any hand bits. And they are in a kind of a Blythe Spartan's green and off-white sort of stripe. And then he doesn't have a shirt. He's just kind of got one of those, as I described earlier, like a sort of a Patti LaBelle type V-shaped thing. It's like shoulder pads.
So he's just a big like shirtless Blythe Spartans fan.
Yeah, and he's got a medallion in the shape of a star. It's not the Star of David, so even though he's wearing a skull cap, I think it's probably not a Jewish connection. And he's got is that Wonder Woman's lasso that he's got there?
Lariat, yeah. I think they call it a lariat. A lariat.
Like lariat harmony.
I think a lasso is what poor people use. Yeah. Anyway, that's the end. Thanks very much, Simon. that was a Mazo there, almost an Amazon. Because say if you had end of that. Thanks for my guests, Simon and Lauren. Thanks, guys, girls, guys, boys, girls.
Guys covers girls
who like
as
girls,
well,
who boys mean, and girls who like girls.
And girls who.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
It's been amazo.
Look out for the bonus bit, the bit of bonusy bit on the Patreon.
It's been amazing, Patreon. Man. It's been amazing, man.
And tune in next time for Ambush Bug.
Ambush Bug, is that real? Yeah. Fucking hell.
Was a Felton Out production. To find out more, visit feltonout.co.uk.